morning, Purvi, and good morning, Lalit, and welcome to our studio. And the talk of this morning would be on urban planning and more. Lalit, you would like to clear the differences between Canadian students and the students of Ahmedabad, who are going to present today in social spaces on Crown.
Yes.
So what's the difference?
Good morning, Miriam. The overarching theme of all these activities is Auroville, a learning society. So coming from that perspective, if we see Auroville is a place for learning, the kind of activity which Auroville has done, they are full of insights from an integral learning point of view. So if we know how to organize our activities in a way where we can seek inputs, creative ideas, not necessarily always imagining the final solution will come from somewhere particularly, but if we know how to integrate the world energy, especially the youth energy, which is seeking to be engaged with Auroville, particularly on a learning platform level. So my most of the efforts have been in those directions. So the Canadians, students of planning, those who have been coming for now last 5 years, so there is a bit of a regular set pattern with them, which has been discovered, worked out, say matured. They work on areas where Auroville needs input. On the top of that, input where Auroville does not have, say, resources and manpower to work on them. This can also be seen from planning perspective. Many a times, if somebody studies in the last 20, 30 years of planning process, so planning groups have been making great effort. It is very challenging. But at the same time, most of the technical work or the work required on the ground to be put together has not been easily moving ahead. One of the primary reasons for has been the resources. So if we match, if we try to match creatively the possibility of using creative manpower, trying to be engaged with Auroville and try to take that input and plug into Auroville's learning. So it's a two-way learning.
It's a two-way. It's
so that would be the more enriching. And I think it also fulfills in my understanding or relates with Auroville Charter, the place for learning, unending education. So this all aligns with those values.
And it also aligns with that we're supposed to consider all the knowledge from inside and from the outside.
Absolutely. Difference part is, I had earlier also, a few years back, some groups from SEPT Ahmedabad. SEPT is a very leading premier institute of architecture and planning in India. And it has a very good track record and has been producing many good architects, and the architectural learning environment is very special there. So this year, along with Professor Purvi Bhatt, we started discussing and exploring the possibility of a learning studio based in Auroville, and we came out with an idea of exploring the design and planning of a community social landscape places on Crown. The reason being, many housing and community facilities, key community facilities, Solar Kitchen, PTDC, Sante, Library, Arca, Farewell, all these have already come up. We have two housings, Kalpana as well as Human Escape, which are just exactly on the Crown. They're like, people have started moving in and they are literally on the road. So it is a matter of time that we have to figure out our solution, integrated solution, rather a design and plan solution, how these areas would look like, how we would like to develop them. So an effort is being made with the help of 19 students. They are from diverse background from within SEPT. And so this effort is being made, and the outcome will be shared today at 4 o'clock.
The afternoon at 4 o'clock inside a conference call. So maybe Purvi would like to talk about that. That was workshop, or how did you name that?
Yeah, design workshop.
Design workshop.
Yes, so like Lalit is mentioning from the onset when we started discussing the possibilities of having a short-term course here. So this is a module which happens in between two semesters. And all the students here who are attending the workshop are all postgraduate students, but from various, like there are landscape, urban design and planning, urban planning students. So they have all, even infrastructure planning students. So there is a mix of disciplines that is coming together to envision something which can happen along the Crown. So yeah, like Lalit mentioned, we were very sure that we want to hinge this workshop around something which can contribute positively to Auroville rather than just doing an exploration of
just exercise, no?
Yeah, just you know, coming as a tourist or a visitor and spending more time and looking around and going back.
Mm. Those are 9 students from, as you said, diverse backgrounds.
19,
yeah. How long they've been here, or when they started to work on the project?
They have been here for 10 days now,
mm-hmm.
which is a very short time.
Mm.
However, Lalit was very generous, and his organization shared a lot of background study that he has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, a lot of other background material. So students were required to read all of that and prepare themselves to before coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and also, so I agree there is a very short turnaround time that we have had. But we want to, in the future, we can maybe expand this a little bit and we can do this more engaging than it has been this time.
Mm-hmm. That's the first one, no?
Yes, this is a pilot.
We can hope there's going to be more.
Yeah.
So this afternoon, those 19 students will present what they came up with, right?
Yes.
I believe they will present some practical solutions, the holistic solution or integral solutions.
So they are going to present some design solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, so what we have taken them around, Lalit has shown them, given them a lot of input about what is Auroville about, what the crown is about, what the galaxy plan is about. So they will start with the interpretation of the galaxy plan and the crown, what they have understood. But most of these solutions are coming from the landscape point of view, which means that there is a lot of green around. And there is, because of that, there is a lot of calm and quiet in this place. There are other spiritual aspects that they have also looked into, which they are trying to metaphorize in their design in some or the other manner. For example, how do you just internalize? Yeah. So how, for example, in these spaces, how does one internalize?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a opportunity to be alone, however you are in the in the middle of activities, or also mingle and meet people. So there have been challenges of understanding what is the public realm as such, you know, that visitors or people who are outsiders are not basically going to be around the crown, because crown actually belongs to people, Auroville people, and they are going to
be
designing around.
Did they look only to
that
part of the crown which is built, and it's actually attaching to residential zone 1 and 2, right?
Yes, focus is there.
So the interventions are just around that area.
So what did they came up with? I believe they have some practical solutions, no?
Yes,
I mean,
they have
really
some
interesting. What kind of species they envisioned for that?
So, as it is mentioned in any program, when you prepare a learning program, depending upon its parameters. So, one of the parameters for this program is the time duration.
Mm-hmm.
So, the focus has been kept on community, social, landscape places.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is not much thought, imagine, and effort put for a built environment. So, it is a more of a community, social spaces. And if we look, there are many activities happening in Auroville. If we look at the news and note and the posters which are everywhere nowadays, non-notice boards, there's a wide range of activities happening. And I believe a careful understanding of them, their timings, their area requirement, many of them could be perhaps planned temporarily, organically around some of those areas. They have also been given the understanding that the crown has, or this part of the crown has also been following the principle of prosperity, the way in the spirit Soral Kitchen and PTDC and Service Link have come up. So like it is a non-financial transaction based area, so there should not be any activity of that type, because from this kind of vision and direction, the design solutions are also evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So they had three sessions. A crown ways input from David, mobility and shared space input from Helmut, and detailed understanding of design, how design of Kalpana has responded to the crown guidelines has been presented by the architects of Kalpana. They also had a very good interaction with Suhasini. She explained not only human escape, but her understanding of last many years, how the society is evolving and what are the climatic, social, cultural, economical factor to be looked into.
Mm-hmm.
So there, and we try to give them a very holistic understanding. It is not always easy. the students are from also diverse background, but I think that is the both beauty and challenge of any learning aspect, that you come out of your normal comfort zone.
Yes, and you
and learn something new. Okay. So it is both way. I think Auroville is also helping them see world differently. And let us see what we can get out of this.
What is the common, let's say, overview of those students? I believe you've been talking with them. How do they perceive the task? How do they perceive the Auroville?
The biggest challenge was whenever we are doing urban design exercises anywhere else in the world, they are pivoted around the exchange of either food, meaning you have, you know, or shopping. And here is more or less, a little bit of food may be possible, but there is no shopping. So it is, I think they have understood this. And also the idea that the way the life of Auroville is very satisfying for people who live here, they are not really looking for a lot of recreation outside. Right. Mm-hmm. It is more about they love the work they do. For everywhere else in the world, all of us, maybe we are struggling with the kind of work that we do through the day. And we need a vent, or we need a let out, or a place to just unwind, which is not the case in Auroville. So there has been a lot of challenge to sort of understand that part, that without shopping or without really, you know, making a lot of noise, how can you be, how can you still mingle, how can you still explore, be with nature, but still see each other and maybe interact if you want to. So I think the greatest learning for them was that.
But I think Human Landscapes already started with at least talks and some workshops in their youth link hall. Yes. But on the other side, Mahalakshmi Park has been also a venue for certain events, even the general meetings and theater shows and music exploration stuff.
So it's like so I think those are the kind of spaces that they are going to bring out the characters for those kind of spaces. And not just along the crown, but also on both sides of the crown, maybe within the radials or radial connects which are going out to all of that.
Residential zone 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's the radial towards Arati and Invocation,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yes. Yeah, there's also some space to do.
Yeah, idea is, I mean, typically the landscape design or the network-based design approach, one has to figure out and show the connections also. It is not a standalone thing. The landscape is quite revolves around the water. So water network, the streams, activities in the dry season, wet season, and how all this could be put together in a way that the community's social interaction is enhanced. So these are the provision and idea and possibilities. How people use it and build on it is up to them.
There's also, we forgot to mention, there's another housing things coming up with ARCA for the seniors.
Yes.
You know? So it's another aspect of life is actually coming from youth to the seniors, no?
Yes. We're at that too, within a half a kilometer.
Yeah.
We have a Kailash youth hostel on one side and assisted
and
living
on the other
within
side.
Half a kilometer on the other side, and the remaining life in between.
With library and also firewall center. Amazing. And that,
yes.
I mean, it's quite a lot of things, no?
Well, you have everything covered.
Yeah. If you start with PDDC, you
have everything.
Yeah.
You have all the requirements covered there. So, yes. So, I mean, that is also, when I was in Lavenir, if I just link it back to my first term in Lavenir, so we were also one of the group, maybe earlier also were there, when we, say, put special attention in developing sector 1 and 2. So that time, effort was made that Auroville should have some consolidated, compact urban living possibility and experience from its earlier 40-year experiments in managing lands in a very decentralized way. So earlier experiments, more of taking care of land and community life, evolved around that. But now when we have to go towards more sustainable way of living, as well as we have to learn how to live together, and there comes the role of planning, architecture, and urban design.
And I think we also coming, we are in the point that the previous experiences show that sometimes you have to plan, no? Especially if you a residential zone and one supposed to habitat, like how many thousands people is it?
Well, we are the proposed population of Auroville is 50,000, and these two sectors, sector 1 and 2, are supposed to be around 5,000.
Yes.
So our total population is touching hardly 3,000, and that too not in these two sectors.
Yeah.
It is spread rest of the Auroville in outlying lands. So Auroville has a great amount of possibility of in terms of learning.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some additional challenges which are happening in the surrounding nearby areas, which the Canadian students have highlighted the impact of tourism. So it is a very right and high time that Auroville has to put its own work organization in terms of planning and development in order.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be open, and we should be able to have these kind of linkages with other institutions and learn from. There are many nice things happening around the world. So if we know how to make those bridges,
to link, yeah.
I think that would be very nice.
Have you learned something? I mean, I know you're a professor, but I believe you are still learning things
from
the experience here with your students.
Yes, I have. So one is that how do you isolate yourself?
Hmm.
And hence the design from a lot of things which are materialistic, which are always surrounding us in the world outside Auroville. And that occupies a lot of space in your mind all the time. And hence, all your endeavors are always aligned to that. So Auroville definitely gives you a chance to, quieten all the noise in your mind. And hence, think about a lot of other things that you haven't. I can like spend half an hour on each time I am here. I always take away a lot, but that is something else, maybe some other time. But yes, as a teacher with the students, I have learned that how you can look at a lot of other aspects of design, which are purest. They are not concerned with the material world at all. A lot of other aspects which are related to money and exchange of money, centered around that.
Mm. I believe that's not your first visit to Auroville?
No, it is not. Mm. It's fifth time I'm here.
Mm. And I believe we're going to see you more.
Sure.
Shall we conclude for today and invite again all of our listeners today at 4 p.m. at SAIR Conference Hall, the presentation of CEFT students from Ahmedabad on our social spaces in Crown Road.
Yes, thank you. Please join.
Thank you. Please come.
Thank you.